Okay, so we're at chapter 6, Matthew 6, 14 and 15. This is not saying that our forgiving others causes him to forgive us, okay? Really, the cause is in him, right? If you look at the parable in Matthew chapter 18, verse 23 and following, right? The Lord forgives the servant, then expects that servant to forgive the others. Okay. Verses 16 through 18. I just want to go through this briefly because verse 18 is a good stopping place for us. And whenever you fast, do not become sad-faced like the hypocrites. Okay, now fasting, this is the only place in the New Testament that I'm aware of that it seems like there's a commandment to fast. Okay? And whenever you fast, do not become sad-faced like the hypocrites. You know, some people say, well, when he cast out the demons, he said, this kind comes out only by prayer and fasting. Fasting is actually probably a later addition there. This part, this kind only comes out by prayer, probably is the more correct part of that passage. But here in Matthew 16, whenever you fast, it sounds like he's expecting us to fast. But because it's not really emphasized in the New Testament, I don't feel like fasting three times a day or something like that, like the Pharisees used to, is really necessary. But yeah, some fasting, obviously. Whenever you fast, do not become sad-faced like the hypocrites, for they neglect their faces to make their fasting evident to men. Amen, I tell you, they have their reward in full. They get it, okay? They want to be honored by men, they're getting it. That's their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that your fasting won't be evident to men, but to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Okay? And I just want to close with...
Wait a minute, one question.
Yes?
What does it say to anoint your head?
What? Why does it say to anoint your head?
Yeah, what does it mean?
Oh, with oil, freshen up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that you... Don't make yourself look like you're fasting. Luke 18, 9 through 14 is a parable. Then Yeshua spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous while holding others in contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and was praying this to himself, "Oh God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieving, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and tithe on all that I get." But the tax collector, standing some distance away, wouldn't even lift his eyes toward heaven, but beat his chest, saying, "God, be merciful to me, the sinner." I tell you, this man, rather than the other, went down to his home declared righteous. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be righteous. Okay, so same teaching that we had for prayer. You're praying to God. You're praying to your Father in heaven. You're not praying to make yourself look good. Same thing with fasting. Fast so that you can be pleasing to your Father in heaven. Fast to have that connection with the Lord. Don't fast to make yourself seem pious. Okay? Questions or comments? Okay, so we will start with Matthew 6:19 next time.